how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Live and local from the county town, online, on the app and on your smart speaker. It is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is Patch Jobson back with you again for another interview in this morning's Community Connection. And it's lovely to welcome on the end of the other line one of our most recognised voices within the folk circuit in the UK. Good morning, Seth Lakeman. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Not a problem at all. Seth, you're having a busy year of it at the moment, aren't you? And you've come on today to talk to us about your brand new album, which, let's be honest, we had to get you on to talk about because it's called The Somerset Sessions. Tell us more. Tell us how this came about, Seth.
Yeah, it seems I'm branching out of Devon and I'm moving into the other counties. I'm more moving north. But no, Somerset Sessions, it was recorded in Frome. So for that reason we called it the Somerset Sessions, a session of a week with some fantastic musicians, the likes of Ethan Johns and John Smith, all got together recording a bunch of songs that I had written about sort of nature and family just post lockdown. As soon as we were kind of released from the confines of lockdown, we all got together for that week at the Cheese and Grain in Frome and recorded Somerset Sessions. And it's taken a while to come out, but it's eventually got through the machine. It's out.
And you've released this on your own label, haven't you? Because originally it came out as a very short run pressing, didn't it, for Record Store Day earlier this year. But the reception of it's been massive and you've now released it even further, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tentative release and it's supporting Record Store Day, you know, those independent shops around the country. So we had it exclusively for that on vinyl, and then the reception was great, actually. And it's turned into a number one album at the moment on the in the folk roots charts, acoustic music charts. So, I mean, that's really exciting for the songs. I wasn't sure how it was going to go because it was a slight departure from, you know, the usual narratives that I've followed in the sounds of the past, the albums. But, yeah, anyway, a good reception.
It's gone down a storm. And I have to admit, we've listened to the album here in the office and it's absolutely fantastic. It's the recording quality around it is amazing. Why did you choose Frome to record in? Why did you choose Cheese and Grain and the Bert Jant studio to go to?
Yeah, well, it's all led by Don Monks and Ethan Johns, who kind of spearheaded it. And sonically, you've noticed, yeah, of course, the sound of it is phenomenal. You know, they record all the albums for Laura Marling, for all the greats, you know, Ryan Adams. He's recorded some incredible albums through the years. And so that's why, you know, it sounds in that sort of vintage retro analog way. And the Cheese and Grain is where they work at the moment. So that's kind of why I ended up there, yeah.
And it sounds like the perfect place to record it because what's come out the other end is absolutely stunning. Now, obviously, you know, you've had an incredible career. You've been around folk music for a long time, going back to your dad's roots and everything else as well. Where do you get your inspiration from today? Where do you look to get the inspiration to write these songs from?
Well, I mean, it's still really, you know, my native Devon, Dartmoor and the surrounding area. You know, I don't really write when I'm working away on tour or anything like that. It's always, you know, in situ at home here on the, you know, in West Dartmoor. So I guess, you know, all the inspiration is around the area, the landscape, the varied landscape. I mean, it's beautiful here, and also the people and local history. I do love tapping into local history. I mean, it's something I've always been interested in. So yeah, various parts to it all.
I also get the impression that there's an element of storytelling within your songwriting as well, because I know that you take inspiration from the location you're based in and everything else, but there's also that connection back with you, isn't there, into those historical characters that have got a story to tell, you know. And do you still pull inspiration from that element as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all love just chatting to, you know, an older person, and you know, just the sort of transportation of knowledge. It's always important to acknowledge, you know, what they've achieved, and you know, I think we can learn a lot from history, can't we? And I've always been fascinated by that, and telling, you know, each individual story, I think, is is you know, a powerful way of celebrating that and also acknowledging it as well. So something I've always been interested in, and I think if you've got a curious mind, you know, if you're looking out and you're chatting to people, I think that will you know, without doubt enter into your songwriting and your writing.
Without any shadow of a doubt. Now, obviously, you're still touring at the moment. You are heading all over the country at the moment. But I've got to ask, when you released the Sunset Sessions, you went and did four sellout shows at the Mynak Theatre. How was that? That must have been incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we've played there, lucky enough to have played there quite a number of times since 2008. But this time, I have to say, it was pretty much the best. Beautiful sunny skies, turquoise waters, you know, packed theatre there, and just a wonderful reception, wonderful atmosphere. And the songs, you know, really seem to connect this time round. The seascape, yeah, the history, you're right, the location, Mounts Bay there, everything just came together. So it was quite a magical weekend.
I'm sure, to say the very least. Now, also, we also need to mention that last year you also worked with a couple of, shall we say, fairly well-known people. You had the chance last year of working with Van Morrison and Robert Plant as well. That must have been a pinch you moment, surely, to work with artists of that caliber and to perform with them live.
Yeah, well, I was in Robert's band, the Sensational Space Shifters, up till the pandemic when it obviously all sort of split. And yeah, so I did 3 years around the world with him doing that. And then literally just finished the European tour with Van Morrison doing his Moving on Skiffle. So yeah, quite a lot of work with those guys. I mean, one very rocky, very driven sort of viola, melodic stuff. The other one, more sort of improv New York. You know, quite a lot of jazz, really. So very different styles, but incredible shows. I mean, and an absolute privilege to work with the bands. I mean, the musicians he's got, you know, incredible. Yeah, you're right. Pinch yourself stuff, yeah.
It sounds like you had a whale of a time doing it as well, which is also great. Now, obviously, if we go back to 2005 and, you know, that period, and, you know, around the kind of the point where suddenly everything exploded for you on a kind of national level, did you ever think that this was the road you were going to go down when you started that and when you released Freedom Fields? Or, you know, was it just a case of I'll just see what happens over the next few years? Because you've had an incredible journey, haven't you, since 2005?
Exactly as you said it, the latter part, just to kind of see how it went, really. It's one of those situations where I've always played behind other people and written songs for other people. So it's one of those moments where you fall into it and you start fronting things. And yeah, you're right. That album, Kitty J, which is 20 years old next year, suddenly was, yeah, it was acknowledged, yeah, awards, all sorts. And things really, yeah, really sort of just started up for me. I mean, it was the launch pad for it all. So it wasn't planned. No.
It wasn't planned, but I think you've probably enjoyed it all the same. Now, obviously, as we said, you're performing at folk festivals and you've got venues booked all over the UK for the next few months. You're going to Plymouth and Exmouth and Bexhill-on-Sea and Cleveland. What else is there left for you to do in the next couple of years? What's the ambition for the next couple of years, Seth?
Well, I mean, I'm always writing, so I do have another batch of songs that I'd like to record at some point. I'm waiting for the sort of the dust to settle. I've got 3 kids as well, so the summer is still very, very busy. So we'll wait until maybe in the you know, the darker days, autumn, winter, to record something, I think. And yeah, I mean, just get out there and experiment with music. I do love going out playing live with musicians that I've always been working with. I know there's a an anniversary tour planned, Kitty J. Also, I'd love to get people down onto Dartmoor and try and take them to some of these places that I've been singing about. You know, Kitty J's grave and Bowman's Nose and Hound Tour, and you know, all the places that inspired people like Sherlock Holmes and stuff. Well, I'm looking at them now. I mean, it's a pretty bleak day today, I have to say, but it would be great to have some sort of you know, inclusive tour with music history and concerts. I mean, there's ideas, you know. I yeah, just keep the songs going. I think it's really important as well.
I think it all sounds absolutely fantastic, Seth. Well, we're going to end the interview with one of the tracks from the new album. So which track would you like us to play, sir? And would you like to introduce it for us?
Can you play the single, actually, which is Days of Long Ago? This song is exactly you were talking about, the Somerset Sessions, the idea of, you know, acknowledging, paying homage to those ghosts of the past. Yeah, Days of Long Ago.
To the hard ground, the echoes they hang there in the air. Darkened glimpses, they all still remind us of all those days now that used to be. The witnesses of the sweat and suffering are speaking words now silently. In the false land, the last time in the days of long ago. Well, here you see the footprints appearing to mark the roots and every vanishing light. Long lost faces, they move in the distance. They wind their way back over time. A rusting steel and sinking wood towers are all now headstones that bow to the dead. Tell the tales and they trace our history as we all move on far ahead. Shadows, they rise in the soft ground. Whispers hang there in the air. In the false light, there's a far cry of a lost time in the days of long ago. In the false light, there's a fading sign of a lost time.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2000.